The following podcast is a That's So Fetch production.
Welcome back, good counsel.
It's Claire and Maria, and today we are talking about all things fall.
From fashion to pumpkins to Christian girl autumn, we've got it all.
And remember, we always bring gossip to the girls.
This is GirlCast.
Okay, so first of all, we're going to start talking about the infamous or famous Christian girl autumn.
Yeah, what is with, what's her name? Caitlin Covington. Caitlin Covington, she's moving to Vermont. Oh my God. By the way, I'm editing this right now, and I just want to say that we love Caitlin Covington, and she's our fall icon, and you can follow her on Instagram. She inspires us so greatly.
Yeah.
Look at her. We're looking at a picture of her right now. Oh my gosh, she's an icon. She's moving to Vermont right now with her baby child just to take fall pictures.
Did you really?
Yeah. She's going off right now.
And they're going to assemble.
Oh, she's everything.
Yeah, so we're looking at a photo right now, and she's wearing a beanie with a mini skirt, which, you know.
I love a mini skirt.
I don't know if I love a beanie with a mini skirt, but
I don't know if I love the knee-high boots with the beanie.
And she is missing an essential piece of Christian girl autumn, which is like the lacy boot stocks that poke out of the riding boots.
And maybe like a maroon scarf.
Like a maroon, like waffle knit infinity scarf. Like it has to be infinity. Like yes.
Actually though. Oh my goodness.
Also, I don't know if you've noticed it, but my TikTok has been filling up with, like, the Utah Christian
Utah girls?
Yeah, Utah, like, Christian girl autumn with, like, you know, they have, like, their little Ariana Grande sleeves where, like, their sleeves are pulled up to, like, their, like, knuckles and stuff.
Gosh.
And they're, like, cooking for, like, their four kids, like, making soup with their little, like, Ariana Grande sleeves.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if your For You page has been feeling that, but
I have not seen a lot of that, but I have seen that before, and it peeves me off. It's ridiculous. Yeah. Like, you're gonna get all the soup, all the stuff on your sleeves. Like, we can see your fingers. Like, that's not, like,
And it's always, like, the most ridiculous thing. They'll be like, oh, I'm waking up at 4 a.m. to go collect my eggs and make my fresh bread for their homemade.
What? Oh, my gosh.
Like,
oh, my gosh. Have you seen that girl who legit, like, wakes up at, like, 5 a.m., 4 a.m. and makes, like, her...
For her, like, blue-collar boyfriend?
Oh, no. Well, I was talking about, like, 8 kids, and they all have, like, a PB&J. Like,
and then she makes a giant plate,
yes,
like, with all the food, and it's, like, feeding my 8 kids, like, whatever. And she'll make nacho night, and it'll be, like, big plate or whatever.
Yes. That's so scary. If I had 8 kids, I don't know what I would do with myself.
No, but that's so, like, that's so giving Christian girl autumn. Like, and they're, like, somehow they have, like, they've got, like, 8 kids, but somehow they still, like, have time to, like, paint, like, pumpkins. And, reorganize their house, like, 8 times a day.
Wait, have you ever seen those Utah, like, soda things?
Like, what do you mean? Like,
there's soda shops where, like, you can go in and literally be like, can I have a Diet Coke with lime and, like, coconut creamer? It's
what
not a coffee shop,
coffee,
it's a soda
creamer
shop.
And the soda. I don't understand,
it's,
like, whatsoever.
I haven't tried it. Don't want to,
like,
try
with
it.
Like, Stanley Cups? Like,
ew. So Mormon Christian girl autumn. Not trying to hate on Mormons for their
soda,
but that's disgusting.
Speaking of Mormons, okay. So I don't know if you have had this on your For You page, but I stumbled across a video, and it was like, oh, yeah, you know, dressing for Mormon modesty. And I was like, well, what's Mormon modesty?
Yeah.
And I looked it up. They have to wear these, like, things called undergarments. And I don't know if you know what they are, but
No. They're,
like, skin-colored, tight, like, biker shorts that go, like, to above the knee. And then they have to wear, like, a shirt with cap sleeves.
What?
So basically.
So they're pilgrims?
Like, low-key. Like, and it's, like, these young girls, and I had to look it up, like, what their undergarments were, because I was seeing all these, like, you know, dressing while wearing undergarments.
So do they wear undergarments with underwear or just
the
undergarments?
Yeah, they wear their underwear and stuff, and then they wear, like, their undergarments, their biker shorts and their shirt, and then they dress, like, and, like, their skirts have to be, like, at their knee, or their biker shorts will show off, and apparently it's, like, a thing that's, like, make sure they're, like, they're pure or whatever. Like, I don't even know.
Respect to them, because if I was dressing like that in the summer transition into fall, I'd be dying.
And the only
I'd be staying in my house at all times.
And apparently the only times they're not allowed, like, they don't have to wear it is when they're swimming. or like they're bathing. Mm. But like, I guess that means they have to wear like with pajamas and stuff too. I don't know. Like, that's like a, like,
I love to be like freezing cold when I'm going to sleep. Like, does that ever happen to you? And like, yeah, you wake up and you're so like, warm like, and going so to get out of your bed.
But yes, you can't wake up cold. Like, you can't, like, no, your ew, house ew, can't be cold when you wake up, or then you're not going to get out of bed.
Oh, yeah, but I love the feeling of that, like, on a winter day. Like, you're freezing, shivering to bed, and you're, like, trying not to die, and then you wake up into the warm bed, so comfy,
and it's
so
like
awesome.
It's, like, best when you don't have school or something, and, like, when you stay in bed all day, and, you know, you get, like, you're, like,
yes,
your candle, you turn on, like, yes, like, I don't know, like, speaking of, like, fall, like, you turn on your little, like, Gossip Girl, like...
A pumpkin candle. I just had, senior day yesterday, and I got a little pumpkin candle from Marshall's.
Oh, that's so cute.
Oh, they're so cute. I love a good Marshall's candle.
And, like...
I love a good Marshall's
like,
candle.
Like, okay, low-key, Marshall's has some of the best stuff. You just have to look. Like, mm-hmm, I'm not gonna go to, like, what is it, Yankee Candle and spend, like, $35 for a candle. I can't afford that.
That GH Home or whatever... So good.
So good.
Best, like, candles ever.
Like, and you can find them for cheap at Marshall's.
My mom puts them inside of the pumpkins during fall season. So, so cute.
I love a good pumpkin carving thing. I think I'm actually doing it this weekend.
Oh, with, like, your family?
No, with Landon's family.
Oh, Landon's her boyfriend, by the way, guys.
Yes. Yeah. And I think that we're carving pumpkins, but I bought pumpkins...
Uh-huh.
Literally last week, because I went to visit my sister in Penn State and up in Amish country, which Amish country, by the way, is so fall coated. It's not even funny. We bought pumpkins up there because they were huge.
Oh,
and so I already have my
pumpkins. I love the Amish.
They're so autumn. Like, I think autumn, I think Amish autumn. That should be Pilgrim Girl Autumn. Pilgrim Girl Autumn.
Actually, so we can wear our Mormon undergarments.
Yeah.
We can go riding in the little horse,
yeah,
and carriage.
Like, Bucky's, like,
and Bucky's, pick up our pumpkins.
Peter Pan collars.
Oh my
Peter Pan collars,
gosh.
Little baskets with, like, bread, like, Pilgrim.
Walking down the aisle. Anyone want bread? Anyone want bread in a newspaper?
Like, literally, like, we can get our little, like, Stanley cups with, like, the creamer, the
That's everything. Snack girly.
I'm not a meal girly.
I'm a snack girly. I woke up this morning and you know what I had for breakfast?
What?
Uncrustable.
Because
I was like,
I love,
like, whatever I'm craving, like, I will just have it. Like, I'm a snack girly.
I,
like,
love,
don't stop me.
I don't care about meals as much because, like, I don't want a bunch of one thing. I want an assortment.
Same.
I love, like, when you go to a party, I love the appetizers. Like,
oh,
I don't care about the main thing. I love the appetizers. Like,
give me the cheese. Give me the meat. Give me a little bit of mustard on that. Do you like mustard?
Mm-mm. Oh, I don't like
mustard
cheese
girl.
Either. I don't like cheese.
Not hard cheese?
Mm-hmm.
What? That gets
like
me going
cheese.
Every
like
time.
Cheese. But some crackers. Oh, maybe some tortilla chips and like some like guac. Like, oh.
Pause. Have you ever had those pretzel like thins?
Yes.
Okay, so the trainer at our school, Drew, just gave me a buffalo pretzel thin. It's like buffalo flavoring. Do you like that?
I've never had buffalo flavoring.
Oh. So
but I love the pretzel. I love
so
the
good.
Everything pretzel thins.
Oh, so
and the green
good.
Package.
So good. I love pretzel thins. I don't really like pretzels, but pretzel thins get me going like every single time. And I don't care if people call me fat. I will snack
every single hour. Yes.
And
I love, I'm not a big pumpkin fan, but
yeah.
I still, for some reason, even if I don't like it, it's still like the fall aesthetic. Like,
yeah, exactly.
I want to eat it. I want
yeah.
to like turn on one of like my favorite like spooky movies.
Oh my, okay, wait, going back to the food one more time.
Mm-hmm.
I need to talk about movies.
Okay.
First of all, have you ever had the pumpkin cream cold brew from Starbucks?
Don't like coffee.
Oh,
I know.
My
and
God.
And like dairy like hurts my stomach low-key. Like, I have like lactate in my backpack right now. Because I can't do dairy.
That's hilarious. But
yes.
The girls, you need to try the pumpkin cream cold brew. Even if you have lactate in your backpack right now, we need to go. We need to stop by. Like, I'll just give you
like,
a little
like
sip.
Like,
just a tiny, tiny, tiny little sip. It's so good. It tastes like heaven. It tastes like watching Casper on a cold night.
I love a Casper. I love a scary movie that's not necessarily scary, but more of a cozy scary.
Coraline is our movie.
So,
y'all don't understand.
Yeah, and
it's
apparently there's like another one coming out. Like Coraline, did you hear about that?
No.
And it's coming out, I think it's coming out like October 30th. This is coming out, like, near Halloween this year, I think. I believe so. But I love Coraline. Like, I used to hate it when I was little because, like,
it was... But we used to watch it so much when we were little. What?
Yeah, like, I watched it a lot, but it was so scary to me. I don't know why, but, like, what is giving fall is, like, scary movies, but fun scary, not, like, hardcore scary. Like, I, like...
Okay.
Especially at the beginning of fall, because when we're recording this, it's, like, October 11th, so...
Yeah.
It's a little far from Halloween to get into, like, what do you call it? Like, the guy with the...
Scarecrow?
No, like, the mask guy.
Oh, Scream? Scream?
Like, yeah, like, stuff like that. Like killer movies, I feel like it's a little early. Mm. I feel like I need to wait until at least next week to start my, like, hardcore scary. But right now, it's, like, cozy, like...
I totally understand that.
Fall movies.
Gilmore Girls.
Gilmore Girls.
So aesthetic. Who's That's your favorite character?
I don't like Rory, and honestly,
I don't like. I've only watched Rory.
The first two seasons, but Loki, I always love Luke. Like, he's just chill. Like, same. He's just chill. Like, I love him,
and he's so relatable. He'll put you in your place.
Like, he's just like, I don't know, and I don't know. I don't love Gilmore Girls. It's not my favorite. I prefer Gossip Girl.
Okay. Okay. I see that. That's more of like a winter to spring. Winter,
yeah, to spring.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I find it. I've always been Gossip Girl in the fall, too. But Gilmore Girls isn't really my thing, but I know it's a bunch of people's thing. So, like, what's, like, your favorite? Like, what do you love about it? Like, what gets you in the fall attitude about Gilmore Girls?
Mainly just, like, well, the dudes are so hot in it. Like, so hot. Can we look up the dudes?
Yeah.
Tristan, oh, my God, gets me going every single time. Like, look at him, Maria.
He's pretty hot. He's pretty hot, I will say.
He's so hot. This guy was, like, low-key mean.
What guy is that?
Dean.
Dean's looking mean, but I kind of get annoyed by Rory. Like, she's kind of...
Yeah. Like look, he's so in love with Rory. Okay, so it's kind of like an enemies to lovers arc with Tristan. Like, oh, so, he's so hot. Like, I literally can't. Like, looking at him makes me melt.
Really?
Like, it makes me melt. This guy was annoying. He gave her a Birkin bag.
Who's that?
Logan?
Oh, well, maybe he's just rich. But... I think we should move into male fashion.
Ooh. Okay, let me just get it started. Five years ago, when the flannel with the sweatshirt...
With the hoodie
and, like, the khaki pants or whatever, that would get me going. That's everything to me. But when I see someone now, I'm like, you don't have any fashion.
It's not special. Like,
no.
It used to be such a thing. And, like, in middle school, when you know,
yeah,
when you know who would pull out that this one boy we both liked. When you know who would pull out that
me and Mariah, we've been together. We've seen all the stages. Yeah.
We would be head over heels. It'd be like the best like fashion like since like Vogue. I don't even know. Like,
no, actually, we would submit him to Vogue, and he would be front cover. Like, you don't understand.
Like 100%.
Still to this day. To this day.
Yeah, you know, I was actually talking to a younger girl in my dance class, and. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, do you know this boy? She's like going in ninth grade, and she's like, oh, yeah, I've heard of him. His legacy is continued. Like, that's how much he meant to, like, the whole, and like,
he doesn't even live in our state. Like, he doesn't even live in our state anymore, bro.
He's, like, he's not even, like, he doesn't go to school near us. Like, no one has talked to him. Like, and, like, oh, my gosh. He was at the music festival, like, last weekend. We had a music festival last weekend, and... He was at, like, when I was by the bathrooms, I legit saw him.
Ocean's Calling?
Yes.
No freaking
And I saw way. Him, but, like, that day that I saw him, it was, like, raining, and so I looked like a hot mess. So I, like, avoided him like the plague.
Yeah. But you do have a boyfriend, but it was...
Yeah, but, like,
Everyone understands. Everyone has that one person.
That one boy that's always...
Head over heels. You guys don't understand. Like, charming and awesome.
Like, everything.
And, like, he's so hot. Like, you don't understand. I haven't seen him in years, so I don't know if he's hot now, but...
I think he's not as hot anymore because he cut his hair short, but he was it. Like, every single girl that I grew up with and I've talked to them, every single girl had a crush on this boy.
Yeah, you don't understand. It was... Everyone has this boy in their timeline.
Like, he ruled us. Like, anything we said, we were like, oh my god, yes.
And I even believe the boys had a crush on him. They followed him.
All of them
lost
him.
Puppies. They followed him like a little lost puppy following their mama.
I loved it. Like, but he would pull out that sweatshirt flannel combo and game over.
Yeah.
Game over.
I'd be drooling. I'd actually be drooling.
On the ground.
So funny.
But now, I don't even know what male fashion, like.
I don't want to, I would rather see that than them, like, not dressed, like, cool at all. Like, the guys at our school don't know how to dress themselves. Like, I swear to God, their mom, the night before, picks it out, put it on their bed. All right, little baby, you can dress up like this tomorrow. Like,
and
stop.
But it's not even, like, cute. Like, it's not even, like, oh, yeah, you know, they're dressing really nice and, like, khaki pants and, like, a little nice little
polo.
It's, like,
jeans and a t-shirt.
It's, like, jeans, t-shirt, and, like, boots. Like, oh, my big old cowboys all grown up. Like,
ew. Like, please.
I don't know. It's not giving. I like an 80s fashion for guys look in the fall. Like,
you like John Stamos.
Yeah.
That's 100%.
Yes. Yeah. But I would say for guys, it's better just stick with like neutrals. Like neutrals, like maybe like,
guys need to invest in good pants.
Make a guy. And I hate tight pants. And the tapered ankle. I hate the tapered ankle.
It's so ugly. If you have a dark wash jean and it does not fit you correctly, you should burn it and throw it in the trash.
Just
dark wash, you can go so wrong. It needs to be a straight cut dark wash jean so we can see a little bit of, you know, that thigh coverage. But yummy. And then it just tapers down. No cinching at all.
I hate the cinching at the... It makes... I don't know. It makes guys look like, the British, like, guys that wear the zip-ups, like, the Adidas zip-ups with the white whatever.
The tracksuits.
Yeah, and I do not like a tapered ankle. It is so unattractive. And stuff that is too fitted.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if your, like, shirt and your pants are, like, tight.
If you're wearing one of those, like, muscle masculine tees,
no.
Please walk away from me.
Please go away, like...
No one, like, no, I don't want to see your face.
No one likes you. And
yeah, no one likes you. You're ugly, stop.
Also, no buzz cuts. Let's get rid of the buzz cuts.
Okay, pause. If you have a good hairline and you know that you're hot, like...
If you have a good face, like...
If you know that you're Channing Tatum, you can get a buzz cut. Other than that, don't pull up with a mullet.
Don't pull up with a buzz cut.
No, don't pull up with a buzz cut. Don't pull... Like, if you know that the haircut is going to be controversial and it's going to be ugly... Don't show up. Don't look at my face. Don't walk towards me.
Like
I will start a fight.
Also,
I will start a fight.
Stop cutting your hair as soon as it gets, like, good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so sick of that. Like, girls can do whatever they want with their hair. Like, we don't care. Like, they look cute, whatever, no matter what.
Yeah.
But a boy, no.
No. You know what I don't like? Also, you know that a couple kids in our grade have hair, like, right here? And it, like, it's... flat hair, long flat hair that is not like trimmed to the face and shows any face framing at all, makes so ugly.
Because I love a good shag on a guy, but not like a flat.
I want the girl. Like, I want that Gilmore's Girl cut. I want that Tristan cut.
I like a good shag, like a good like 70s like guy hair. But
I agree,
not flat. If you're gonna have like a shag or a longer hair, it needs to be voluminous.
Totally agree.
Like it needs to like look soft.
I totally agree.
And it can't be like. I'm sick of greasy hair. Let's get rid of greasy hair, guys.
Let's normalize
dry shampoo for guys.
Thank you. Taking a shower. If not, I know you guys are lazy. I know you guys don't wipe your little bottoms. Just use a little dry shampoo on that hair.
Shampoo,
all right, I don't care about the rest of you. Just a little dry shampoo.
Normalize dry shampoo for guys. You know what? Even if we need to come out with a dry shampoo brand that's like a black bottle that says like man poo or something.
Oh my
like,
god.
I don't know.
Pink tax, boy tax. Can we do like a blue tax? Oh
yeah,
my god.
Like I get it. They're like, oh yeah, you know, it's too girly, whatever. Then let's make like a black bottle that says like man refresher. Man fresher. Like, I don't know. Like, maybe they'll buy it. Because
no, they might. Because they'd be like, oh, like I'll get this
I'll
because
be
my
masculine.
Lady. Yeah. You know who needs to come out with that? Axe.
Yes.
Axe has a chokehold on all men.
And
they always come back to it.
Like the 4-in-1. Like
they always come back to it. Axe and Old Spice, they always come back.
Axe and also, you know what's new? Dove Men. Dove Men. I've seen it so often. And it's like in a gray, like they have like body wash and like deodorant and stuff. And it's Dove Men. And it's like dark. Like there's no Dove Women's. Like, why can't we stick to classic white, like, beautiful, like, packaging? Like,
yeah, that's disgusting.
Like, I didn't think Dove would sink down to that level.
Leave it to the girls. Leave it to the girls. Also, you know what we should leave to the girls?
What?
I hate when a guy's picky about food. I hate it so much.
Oh my God.
It turns me off so much. I don't even care if I'm into them or if I'm a friend of theirs.
So
I will never become your friend again. I hate you.
Guys, picky with food is so bad because like girls can be picky with food. Like it's like
yeah, that's a girl thing. That's a feminine thing.
Also, guys can't be cold. No. If a guy says I'm chilly, no. Immediate red flag. A guy cannot say I'm chilly. I'm cold.
No, that's so weird. Can I have my little cardigan for my cold little shoulders? Shut up.
Or like, I can't. It's cold outside. If they say it's cold outside, that is such a turn off.
Like, where's your alpha male?
Like, oh my God. Stop. Like, that's like only for the girls. Like,
yeah, you don't understand. The girls are like so small and dainty and like shivering.
Stop it.
You're supposed to be a big, large man who's supposed to protect us from the cold little wind.
Yeah, like.
Stop being cold.
Like, if you're going to do that, you might as well pull out the Ariana Grande sleeve. Like, you might as well. Also, the Mormon I have sleeve. Seen a guy do the Ariana Grande sleeve. And I don't know if you guys know what we're talking about, but it's when the sleeve is, like, up to, like, your knuckle, or, like, your second knuckle or whatever. And it's so, like, ooh, I'm so cold. And I'm, like, ooh. I'm, like, 2 ounces. Like.
I do want to talk about all things fall, including what I just got from Marshalls. I got a candle, and you know what else I got?
What?
A fuzzy blanket.
I love a fuzzy blanket, especially the ones that are, like, that material that, when you swipe it one way, it's, like, darker, and when you swipe it the other, it's, like, light.
Okay.
Those are the softest.
Those get so static, though. They really? Get so much oh, for me.
At least the one I'm talking about, like, the one I have that my mom got me.
Fab. It's probably just because mine's from Marshalls, but wow. It's like very staticky. Like I could, you know, electrify myself.
Ew. So what like blankets do you recommend?
I recommend like knitted ones.
I have a knitted one that lays on my bed and it's light blue and it's the best thing ever.
So like cool. The thick knitted ones, like thick.
Yeah, like the chunky knit.
Oh,
that's so fall. That's so fall.
Oh my gosh, I love a fall girl. Also, men that are like, oh, fall's my season. No, that's for the girls.
Fall's for the girls.
Your season.
Spring's for the girls. Summer's for the girls.
Yeah, your season can only be winter.
Yeah.
Like, there's you actually can't have a season.
No.
No, you can't.
Like, it's all girls. Like, guys just, I feel like guys, since they run on, like, a 24-hour clock, it's yeah. like, their stuff doesn't change, but I feel like girls try to, like, romanticize each season that they're
on. Oh, I definitely do.
Like, oh, I definitely not, do. I don't know what I do, because I don't know how people don't do it, because that's the only thing that keeps me going. Like,
yeah, if I can't go to Starbucks, can't walk into Bath & Body Works and my Marshalls without getting a little something and a little sweet treat.
If I can't get a little treat, then what's the point?
Actually, if I can't get if I can't get a snack at least 1 hour throughout the day, what's the actual point?
What, like, I don't understand. Like, I need a little treat, like, every single day. Like, even if it's just, like, waking up and, like, making, like, waffles.
Mm-hmm.
Like, or, like, making sure I have, like, a little, like, candy packed in my lunch. It makes my whole day.
Same.
It's not easy. Like, it's not hard to please us.
Yeah.
It's just, how about, like, what if you have, like, your new little fall perfume? Like,
so,
I love.
Talking about fall perfumes, you know what I just got?
What?
Ariana Grande Cloud Pink.
Is it good?
It smells like Cloud Pink, just more like cotton candy.
More cotton candy?
Yeah, but it's good.
I swear that's more of, like, a wintry scent. Like, mm-hmm. Ariana Grande gives winter. She is the winter girl.
Yeah, she is.
I think it's because, like, her oversized, like, sweaters and, like, her, like, thigh-high boots.
Oh, my gosh. Can we talk about her wanting to date SpongeBob? What was that about?
Okay.
What was that about?
She wants to date the guy that's on the Broadway, like, musical of SpongeBob, and they're not on the same level.
No.
I bet he's a very... He better be, like, a very funny guy.
No, he better be the best personality to ever exist because he's a ginger, like...
And he acts like a ginger.
Yeah, he really does.
Like, no offense to, like, he really gingers, does. But, like, all offense. Like,
yeah, every single offense taken, you're related to SpongeBob.
Like, yeah. I'm like, oh, okay, that's, like, interesting. I didn't think she would do it. I also haven't seen Ariana Grande. Like, I feel like she's not very popular anymore.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. She's, I don't know.
No, that's true.
She's giving 2018.
Whoa.
She is giving 2018.
You know who's the new Ariana Grande?
Who?
Olivia Rodrigo.
Yes.
Yep.
I love Olivia Rodrigo. I'm not in love with her music, but I just like her as, like, a person. Like, I feel like she's a good role model for, like, girls.
Yeah. I don't like her music either, but I definitely agree with that.
Yeah. I feel like she's fine. Like, she seems to be, like, a very kind person.
Yeah.
and that's fine. I haven't been loving, like, I've been in kind of, like, a music rut nowadays, and I've been trying to, like, be, like, fall, because fall to me is, like,
It's a new era. Like, it's where you, like, cocoon yourself.
And I've kind of been stuck in a rut of listening to, like, the Lumineers, like,
yeah.
Zach Bryan, like, you yeah. know, like, those kind of, like...
The Holy Trinity.
Yeah.
Yes. You know what I've been listening to a lot lately?
Who?
Ultraviolence by Lana Del Rey, her album Ultraviolence. That's so fall.
I have never been a Lana Del Rey. I just it's not even that I've like I don't like her. I just never like listened to her music because I try like okay, I get it. Zach Bryan and like Lumineers and like Noah Kahan, like all those depressing music, but I feel like Lana Del Rey, she makes me like really like
warm. Yeah.
Like she makes you heavy. Like you feel
yeah.
heavy.
Yeah. All of the emotions surged through you at yeah. once. Yes.
And, like, that's not kind of what I want to hear on, like, my morning ride to school.
Oh, I get that. I get that. When I'm in my shower crying, when I'm
yeah.
in my car on the way back from losing a game, I turn on Ultraviolence and I get into my mood.
Yeah, and then it's, like, it's fine.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, like, I kind of want, I'm looking for, like, a new artist that's, like, cozy as in, like, I want acoustic guitar.
Ooh.
And I want, like, more of, like, a folky vibe.
Uh-huh.
But I want it to be more of a happy, folky vibe while being slow.
Okay.
And I've been in, like, I don't know. I just can't find,
like, what about, music. Like, folklore? Taylor Swift.
Okay.
You don't like Taylor Swift?
I don't not like her, but I don't love her.
Okay.
Like, I'm just not a big Taylor Swift girl.
I see that.
And, like, all respect people that love Taylor Swift. Like, I think she's a great girl, and I think that she is amazing, like mm-hmm. doing all her stuff or whatever. I just personally, I'm not, like, obsessed with the music. Like, I like it.
I get that.
And I had, like, what is her, what was it, Enchanted?
Yeah.
With the purple dress?
Yeah.
I had the perfume. Speak Now. When I was little, oh, Speak Now or whatever?
Speak Now is the album.
Okay, yeah, yeah. I had
Wonderlust is probably.
For that, and I had, I was obsessed with her, because, especially when she was younger.
Yeah.
I actually had her horse. I rode her horse that she used to ride.
What?
Uh-huh.
How'd you get that from, like, Nashville?
Like, yeah, like, where she used to live. It was her horse that she rode when she was, like, 4, and it was, like, a medium pony, and, his name was Pal, because he's a Palomino.
Oh, my God.
And he, like, you know, like, as she got older, she couldn't ride him, so she just, like, sold him, and it, like, made its way back to my barn, and it was the horse that I leased. Like, it was, like, the first horse that got, like, thrown off of and everything. Like, it yeah. was great. So,
oh
yeah,
my
like,
God.
That was pretty cool that...
That's wild, Maria. You should brag about that.
Yeah, like, it was pretty cool, but then, the horse, it was kind of old, so it died a few years later. But,
YOLO.
It was pretty cool.
YOLO. But,
okay, so, let's talk, how are you getting your most cozy vibe possible?
Right now, it's... an oversized sweater that doesn't cinch at the bottom. I hate the cinch at the bottom for the sweaters. I hate it so much. My hips are the biggest part of me. Why would I want to cinch at my hips? I love an oversized that flows out.
Flows out, and the cinch is so real. It's so bad. I want Mm-mm. to be straight. Like, I legit, same. For the shoulders, I want it to be the same width as the shoulders.
Same.
But I also don't want the arms being so big.
Same. We
that
should,
it, like...
You know what we should do?
We should design...
Actually,
we should design
clothing, blankets, candles,
cozy, like little boutique. Like,
oh my God, I love a little fall boutique.
I love a boutique.
Where we live in Maryland, there's this like small little town, so cute. Berlin, you know what's so fall coated is Patty Jeans.
It's so fall coated, but you cannot get like socks. You'll go in there and be like, I want a pair of socks. It'll be like $187.
True.
Like what?
True.
I am not True. Paying that. And it's giving Christian Girl Autumn, but low-key, I'm not opposed to Christian Girl Autumn. I love
Christian Girl Autumn.
I love a boot. I love an oversized sweater.
Same.
And listen, these girls, like, Christian Girl Autumn, like, yeah, it's a stereotype, but these girls look good. Like, their yeah. hair looks good, their makeup looks good, their outfit looks
They're
good.
Always done to
Put
the
together.
Nines. Yeah.
And they look good.
Can we talk, you were talking about, like, makeup, Mormon makeup.
Oh my
what
gosh.
Was that?
Okay. So... there's, like, this makeup, and it's, like, I'm pretty sure it's, like, an MLM, like, brand. It's called, like, Saint, and it's S-E-I-N-T. And it's, like, this one palette, mm-hmm. and you get all these, like, little cream inserts, and it's, like, cream foundation, cream concealer,
Wait,
cream blush,
I have
cream contour,
seen that.
Cream bronzer, cream eyeshadow, like, everything. It's, like...
Wow.
It's, like, only promoted by these girls like the Mormon girls. Like,
oh my god, I have seen this. I'm
pretty sure it's an MLM brand.
What's an MLM?
It's like the pyramid scheme brands, like, you know, like Mary Kay and stuff. Like, where it's like the big brands sell these, like, people. They're like, hey, you know, if I give you this much product, you have to sell it and then give me like a quarter of the profit, or half the profit. And then these people get stuck in these things because they can't sell it, and then they, like, owe the brand money.
Yep.
So it's, like, it's like the brand, like, making money and, like, using it, which is, like, Mary Kay and stuff. And a lot of older people are into that or whatever. Like, what was the one? Like, Avalon or something? Mm-hmm. But
whoa, low-key she slayed that.
It's, like, this, like, thick, and it never looks that great because it kind of looks crusty, and it's always on these girls with, like, the super bleached hair.
Ew.
Yeah, and it's, like, it's very, like, Christian, like, Southern. Like, it's a very Southern thing for, like, Alabama girls.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm thinking Bama girls, like...
Definitely. Are you applying to Bama?
I am not applying to Bama. I am applying to South Carolina, though.
You are?
Columbia, yeah. Because, I don't know, Bama's really far. It's, mm-hmm. like, 12 hours from here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just not, I don't know.
Not what you want.
It's a little, like.
Yeah, I get
a little
that.
On your face. And
I am applying to Auburn.
Very fun.
Mm-hmm.
I bet that's
it's not as, to me.
I bet you they've got such a good, like, fall. Like, I bet you the girlies dress up there. Like,
oh, 1,000%. I want to be a Southern little fall girl for the rest of my
Southern,
life.
Southern, like, fall girl, yeah. And
yes.
For some reason, like, you never, like, when you go to those colleges down south, I've never seen more beautiful girls in my life. Like, everyone's, like, gorgeous.
Because they know.
They know. And they're raised right, and they're always, like, so nice, little Southern accents.
Yeah,
like,
they know.
Like, they're,
so
like,
cute.
Listen, we should be, like, listening to them. We need to stop putting down these Southern girls, and we need to start, like, obeying them. Like, what they
actually
need to do.
Actually, because they're so cute. Like, can we not?
Like, the East Coast, like, yeah, I guess we've got on the Coastal Grandmother thing. But Coastal Grandmother is, like, end of summer.
Yeah, that's only summer.
It's, like, end of summer, like, whatever.
You can be a Southern girl through the whole year.
You can. Like, they're spring. They're just in their bright little, like, Lily Poulter.
Oh,
I love Lily Pulitzer. I'm not afraid to admit it. I love it. I don't care. I literally am sitting in my Lily Pulitzer backpack and lunchbox.
Yeah.
I love, like, I'm sick of, listen, I love a good neutral for fall, but I love color.
Yeah.
I am such, like,
don't be afraid to use it.
I'm just 2015 Southern girl at heart.
No, because this.
With the monograms.
So cute. Oh my gosh.
I had to hold myself back from getting a monogram on my backpack. I had to hold myself back. I didn't get one. I didn't get one, but I had to hold myself back. I am such, like, a cringy, like, 2015 old, like, Southern
yeah, but
girl.
Low-key, it's your aesthetic, and, like no one can mess with that. Like, once you have an aesthetic, like, I feel like no
and,
one
like,
can make fun
you
of
you.
You
don't have to have one aesthetic. Like, one day I can be, like, a artsy, like, poet, like, with my little, like frilly, like, shirt and, like, slacks, but the next day I can be in my bright pink Lily Pulitzer dress. Like,
true.
Like, stop, like, normalize... different aesthetics for how you're feeling that day.
Mm-hmm. True.
Like, one day I want to dress like a hippie, and one day I want to dress like a little, like rich English girl. Like, I don't even
know. And one day I want to dress like an emo.
I'm sick of people being like, well, that's not, like, you. Like, yeah, it is me. Like,
yeah, it is me. Like, I'm an emo. I'm also a Lily Pulitzer girl. I'm also a little pink, little baddie.
I'm also, like, a neutral, like, that girl. Like,
yeah, actually.
Like, yeah, like, I'm whatever I want to be.
Like, when someone, like, sends me a TikTok and they're like, oh, you know those, like, slides where it's like,
yes.
I think you're, like, oh, this white color. I think you're, like, this colorful
yes.
color. I am everything.
Like a vanilla girl. I'm like, oh my god, I love vanilla girl, but I also love, like, a...
I'm the blueberry girl as well.
Yeah, I love blueberry girl. Like, I'm
talking about blueberries, I love blueberry.
I love
blueberry picking. I love strawberry picking. I love
blueberry
apple
awful.
Picking. Oh, you know what I also love is apple cider. Have you ever had an apple cider donut? So
I
good. Apple cider donuts are so good.
Apple cider, cold. Okay, apple cider, not warm. Over ice.
Okay.
Oh my god. Oh
fire.
My god.
Fire. Like, either way, fire.
Good. Apple cider is so good with the cinnamon sticks.
Oh my god. Even get me started. Like, actually, don't even.
The cinnamon sticks are, like, next level.
I need to have apple cider right now.
And
like, I need
potatoes.
To take my lunchbox.
Sweet potatoes.
I
so fall coated.
I love sweet potatoes. My mom hates them because she says
really?
It's an oxymoron. She's like, why is it a potato but it's sweet? She's like,
love sweet potatoes.
Yeah.
Fries, like little, like, what do you call them? Like, the little, like.
Sticks? Fingers?
No, they're, like, little, like, you can cut them up and they're called, like, they're, like, russet.
Crinkle?
Like, russet something, like, oh, crinkle sweet potatoes? I
don't know.
I don't know, but, like, sweet potatoes always.
Yeah.
And, okay, Are you a yam person?
Yeah, I don't really hate food. Yeah.
I think it depends. It depends how they're cooked.
Yeah.
Like, yam, soup. Soup is so in right now.
I love soup so much. Like, you actually, no one will ever make me love soup more than myself. Like, you know what? I love a creamy soup. I love
can't do creams.
Oh, right. Because lactate. I love a good, what is it called? You actually can't have this, but tomato soup with a grilled cheese. Oh, my God. It gets me going every time. I want that right now. I need it right now. The creamy tomato sauce. And
like,
then
dipped
the
with
the
I've seen, like, the toast. Like, the Mormon moms. Oh. The Mormon Aiken moms make that, and it looks fabulous.
It's fire.
It looks
fabulous. It's so good.
I am just so ready to, like, embrace this, like, fall season. Because I'm so excited for Halloween, and I'm trying to enjoy the coziness of fall.
Yes, I love all the fall trends before it's time to go.
Yeah, and I am so excited to just keep on keeping on with school and applications and hopefully seeing some leaves fall.
I was playing soccer the other day, and there was a big fall tree, and it was just falling.
And it's just so
cute.
Like a little bike ride. But fall is on its way. And with all of these fall trends, you will definitely fall into a cozy mood.
Thanks for listening to the first episode of GirlCast.
We are so excited to discuss all things girl.
Make sure to comment on ideas and new topics that you guys want us to do. Have a fabulous rest of your day.